This is Jamie Dyer welcoming you to another edition of The Quocast. And Monday has rolled around again, or should I say Bank Holiday Monday this time, where at the moment I'm doing a reaction to the previous Friday's episode of Rossi Young in Conversation, which, if you're unaware, is a series that they're currently doing on the Francis Rossi YouTube channel, where Francis and Bob sit down, talk about old times, songs and other bits and pieces. Michael, who commented on a previous episode, said, thank you for doing these reactions, or should I say interpretations, certainly. And he said, I also like those conversation videos, but for me, those clips teach me more about them and the time rather than the songs they're supposed to talk about. I would agree with you, and I've gone back and watched previous episodes again, and you are right that in addition to the songs that are the title of the video, we are hearing little nuggets. I mean, there was a story in one of the first ones about an amplifier, and obviously we got the kind of glimpse of life of them living above or below each other at the co-op, and like little bits like that. And certainly with this one, they've gone even more so in that direction, because it's the first one that doesn't focus primarily on one or two songs. The first part focused on how they met. And we get this cute little story where Bob is with the Amen Corner at that point. I mean, they had a few hits in the 60s, didn't they? One of them, is it If Paradise Is Half As Nice? Is that one of theirs? I need to go and check that out. Little Quo connection there. And they talk about, you know, bonding from an early stage, about what was going on around them. And yeah, I think really, that's the start of the friendship. That's the start of things kind of building from there, all the way back there in 1968 at the Hammersmith Odeon. So their second question was asking them whether their writing partnership started around the Mark Kelly's era. Now, it is true that there are a lot of tracks from then on that are Rossi Young. Young, though, as Rossi pointed out, was writing with them in the early days around Picturesque and Spare Parts. He's credited on at least two of them, at least two of them with Alan Lancaster, one of them being Antique Angelique, the other one, When I Awake. He also has a writing credit on Nothing At All with Lancaster, Roy Lyons, and obviously himself. And yeah, sorry, I did that weird thing. And I can understand, like, when they are being asked these things. I mean, I've said before about their friendship and the fact that they go off on these tangents and they kind of had these little jokes. There was a joke in there about his hair and stuff. I can totally understand, because I would imagine they filmed all these in one row. It's like one conversation that's been split into episodes. And that's really good, because it's good from a thing like we're getting content, new content every week. I know some of these are only like 2 or 3 minutes long, but it's content. And it also gives us an opportunity to kind of dissect things in a much smaller way. If it was one big conversation, that's a lot to process. Having these little bite-sized chunks, certainly from my perspective, just gives me something to look forward to dissecting each week. And I can see why in the midst of a long conversation, you could get very kind of caught up, I think, in the kind of fun side of the conversation. And I love that. I love these little deviations. And like Michael said, you know, you learn about them as people, and you learn about the time in which they came from, as well as the songwriting. It's interesting in the second question that they put emphasis on the fact that Francis does anyway, that Bob was the one that was kind of, he was one of the people that were encouraging them to go in that more kind of heavy direction, more towards kind of blues and country and stuff, you know, and thank goodness he did, because, you know, Quo were at danger at that point of basically being dropped and being a 2 or 3 hit wonder. So that reinvention saved them, I think, certainly in many different cases. And it's that there's a little thing at the end of that question that asks about that he mentions kind of when he's songwriting, and like Bob was the one who kind of taught Francis about certain areas of songwriting, and that even now, like, he'll have a chord sequence and Bob will help him refine it or add lyrics to it. And just a tight, you know, and this is the thing, like, it's not really in depth, but even just that tiny little bit of information tells you kind of the working process. And I don't know about you, but I like to imagine in some cases, like, how did they come across this? Like, was it a riff that they came up with, and then that Francis came up with, and then Bob kind of add his bit to it, or, you know, that type of thing. But this, you know, this gives you that tiny bit of information, but there's a lot loaded into there, I think. So what do you think of the Rossi Young in Conversation episode 4? Do let me know. I realise I'm a bit rambly this episode, because this was a lot more personal, I feel, than it has been. Because before, the main focus has really been like the songs, and so I've been able to like grab onto those. This was a little bit harder to react to. Because, you know, it's their personal experience, and little nuggets of information as well. So anyway, I'm going to go now, but please do let me know what you think, and I will see you again for another episode of the Quocast.